It's Tuesday, March 31st. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Long wait times are reported nationwide for passengers getting through airport security, but the Indianapolis International Airport says customers only face moderately increased wait times. A new deadly synthetic opioid named cyclophene has been found in the Midwest. And volunteers met over the weekend at the Monroe County Humane Association to help clear the last of the debris from last month's tornado. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Long wait times are reported nationwide for passengers getting through airport security, but the Indianapolis International Airport says customers only face moderately increased wait times. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports.
Indianapolis airport officials say visitors can expect a slight increase in wait times, but that has more to do with spring break travel than with the ongoing government shutdown. The NCAA Final Four tournament may also impact travelers. TSA agents have gone without pay as the partial government shutdown continues. Earlier this month, the local union reported about a half dozen agents had quit. President Trump signed a memo last week to get TSA agents paid. Agents reportedly received some money Monday. ICE enforcement agents have been deployed at airports across the country to help with long lines. Airport officials say no ICE agents have been assigned in Indianapolis. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A new deadly synthetic opioid named cyclophene has been found in the Midwest, and it's prompting law enforcement to warn the public. WFYI's Farah Anderson has more.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says a new synthetic opioid called cyclophene is being linked to a growing number of fatal overdoses across the Midwest, including in Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Officials say the drug is far more potent than fentanyl and might not show up on standard fentanyl test strips. It may also resemble legitimate prescription pills or powder. They say medication like Narcan can stop a potentially fatal overdose from cyclophene, but it may take more than one dose. To find Narcan near you, visit overdoselifeline.org. I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
Volunteers met over the weekend at the Monroe County Humane Association to help clear the last of the debris from last month's tornado. About 30 volunteers worked in shifts to scour the grounds for pieces of smaller debris that might pose a risk to animals on the property. Andrew Krebs is the Humane Association's executive director.
Really, anything that a dog might think is fun to put in their mouth. We filled a whole dumpster of all that small debris that could harm a pet. So,
damage to the building and surrounding structures was still visible Saturday, more than a month after the EF2 tornado hit the west side. A large portion of a metal fence surrounding a dog play area remained bent outwards, and a storage shed used for food and other supplies next door had to be completely removed after sustaining structural damage and flooding. More news in a moment.
Hello, my name is Robert Haddad, and I'm a teacher at Fort Wayne Community Schools. WBOY have been crucial to my classroom, and as a community partner and public radio station, they are an excellent source for facts. It's a reliable news source for my students, for myself, especially in the age of misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. They're just an invaluable community partner for us. So join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how to at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. From Wabash to Angola, thousands showed up to protest in Northeast Indiana on Saturday as part of the National No Kings movement. Indiana drivers will soon be paying a few more cents per gallon in taxes at the pump. And the U.S. debt has now surpassed $39 trillion, and Social Security is expected to become insolvent by 2032. That's Who and What for Tuesday, March 31st. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.